Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Freaking first cut. Golly!
Aloha! This is the First Cut Podcast, and this is your mega preview pod for this week's Century Tournament of Champions. It's storylines, it's best bets, and oh yes, it is that pesky one and done making its appearance again in the new year. Patrick McDonald is here. Patrick, happy new year. Aloha. Good to see you.
Happy new year, gang. First time for the one and done for me, so hopefully we follow suit with the trivia and just keep the good things going.
You think you're going to stack trophies?
I know I'm going to stack trophies. It might not look pretty at all times, but at the end of the day, I think I'll be the one raising the trophy.
Kyle Porter is here. KP, I have not checked my mailbox yet. However, I got a notification that my copy of Normal Sport 2, the live edition, because I'm a big spender, is out for delivery right now.
Well, you love to hear it. I wish everybody's was out for delivery. We had some shipping issues. I only was able to ship out a handful over the last couple of days, but yours was one of them. So I love the blissful ignorance of youth, by the way, from Patrick over there, just thinking he's like Spieth in 2015, just going to win everything, probably never lose again.
Let us not forget, though, for trivia, Kyle compared himself to Brooks Koepka. That's not lost on me. He goes,
did I?
You guys are going to blink and I'm just going to have 4 of these really quick.
Washed and up.
Where's
can't
Brooks
do it
now?
Anymore. You know? Yeah. So it might have been an apt comparison, just the wrong era.
Life will eventually grind down, Patrick. We're working on that. We haven't gotten there yet, but life will catch up to him at some point.
Yeah, we'll see. Not yet.
Yeah, he's gonna be like Morikawa this time next year, where Morikawa's like, oh, I'm old. It's like, bro, you're 26.
Yeah, tough seat. We also have so speaking of the one and done, just to kind of rewind a little bit, remember that there was a huge CBS initiative where we were raising money for St. Jude, the Children's Hospital, and we were auctioning off things, and Fantasy Football Today was auctioning off things on eBay. And one of the things that we put up was a spot in our one and done, gentlemen. And we've raised a ton of money for like over $3,000 for someone to get into our one and done. That someone will join us later in the show and reveal their pick live in real time. That's something I'm quite excited about as well.
Pretty incredible that someone felt the urge, one, to donate to such a good cause, and how much they did donate. And yeah, I'm excited to have the guy on later.
His name is also Kyle, so we're gonna have to do like KPKM situation when we get over there.
Well, I mean, he will finish above this Kyle, probably. It wouldn't take a lot after last year's performance.
So everyone should start at zero, but we should spot him the amount he paid.
Okay.
He's like $3,600 up out of the gate.
Yeah, I'm totally fine. Watch him win by like 2,000 or something.
1,900, something like
this
that.
Year's I was thinking about the one and done today. This year's weird with the way the events are structured, right? Because you've got... I mean, we'll talk about this when we actually do the one and done, but you have to come out firing in some of these early events.
I mean, it's a pretty good segue. Let's just jump into it. Century Tournament of Champions, now an elevated event, Kyle, which is sporting a $15 million purse. That is the same purse as the Masters was last year.
Yeah.
So obviously pretty sizable, 39 golfers here. And this is now the true beginning of this elevated schedule that is not only going to impact our one and done, but it's also going to impact the way the stars are treated on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, and I don't think you're going to feel the impact of the elevated schedule necessarily at the Tournament of Champions. I think it was Fried Egg that had a tweet today about how it's basically the same field as last year. This year's, would you say 17 of the top 20?
I didn't say, but
I think it's 17 of the top 20. Last year was 14 of the top 20. It's like 39 guys versus 38 guys. This is not the place where you feel it. You're going to feel it at Phoenix. You're going to feel it at the RBC Heritage. You know, some of these other, the Travelers, maybe a little bit. These other places that are going to have, you know, significantly better fields than they usually do. The Tournament of Champions almost always has a good feel because it's pretty exclusive, and it's been quite a bit of money for a small field that guys are kind of attracted to start the year in Hawaii. It's a little bit of a reward for winning the year before or making the Tour Championship, I guess. But I think this week is good, but it's not the place that you're going to see maybe the impact of that elevated schedule the most.
The guy they still couldn't get, Patrick, Rory McIlroy, obviously you get the reward, you get the elevated purse. Rory's never started in Maui. And from what I understand, the way this new structure goes is these top players, they can skip one of these. Now, I guess by letter of the law, this is the one that Rory uses his exemption. He gets to skip. I imagine if he wanted to skip another one, he'd have to run it by Big J. Big J would probably say, okay. But like functionally speaking, this is the one that Rory is using.
Yeah, I guess he really wanted to go to Hilton Head the week after Augusta instead of Kapalua. But to each of their own, I guess. But yeah, I think it was mentioned maybe like 17 out of the top 20 guys need to play. So I imagine they must have a group chat or something from the Delaware delegation per Kyle TM. So it's all very interesting to me. There's a lot of other places where he could have chosen not to play, but it'll be cool for those areas to see a Rory McIlroy that usually don't, like a Travelers Championship like that. But I'm interested to see if he still does that desert swing over on the DP World Tour at the end of the month. He typically does that. But yeah, couldn't get Rory out there in Hawaii, unfortunately.
I think not having Rory is disappointing. I think it lets some. Well, and I think part of it is, you know, players in Delaware kind of committed, oh, we're going to play all the events. And they start looking around like, I don't know if I want to play all of them. Like, can we play like 12 instead of, you know, 13? But I think it lets the air out of the sails a little bit of like, hey, this is what we are as a tour, is, you know, all the top guys playing in the best events. And then in the first of the quote unquote best events, the top player isn't there. Now players can decide their schedule sort of, I guess, and they can choose to opt out in one of these tournaments. So it's not, again, each player is incentivized to do different things, but I think overall it's a little bit of a bummer to not have all the top players there.
The field. Well, okay. Actually, I want to circle back on something, Patrick. Let's assume there is a group chat of these guys. Okay.
There is, by the way.
Okay. How much would you pay to just be a, like you just have access to view it. You just get the text logs. You're not allowed to participate, but you get the logs in real time of those texts.
I would pay more than Kyle M paid for to be in the one and done.
I'd cancel my Twitter Blue subscription and send it towards that instead. $8 a month. What do you think they're each like? Do you think someone's like a ha-ha reaction guy a lot, but doesn't really text at all? Or,
well, I think my question is, do guys get kicked out? And then like, just is Tom Kim in now and they kicked Joaquin out? Like, I don't, I know it's a Well, I don't know. I think it's a WhatsApp group, and I think it's all the guys that were in Delaware. And I'm very curious about it. It would be fascinating.
I imagine Scottie Scheffler just sends like the text template that says, "Can you call me, please?"
There's that. I doubt like Cam Young even really looks at that. I can see Morikawa being like a huge gift guy for some reason.
Yeah.
Just constantly sending those in, but like getting thumbs downed at the same time.
I think JT is probably the most active in there. I could see that.
I want to see the conversations when four of them want to take the same week off and someone has to approve the time off request. Who's approving the time off?
Yeah. What a strange, like, you know, I can recount the series of events that led us to this point, but it's just an odd thing where, again, imagine this in another sport. It does happen, you know, we've talked about this, you've got load management in the NFL and NBA and whatever, but it's just a really like odd thing where you've got this group that, well, you got to have this many play and somebody's got to be in charge of, it's unprecedented really in golf and I think in other sports as well.
There's going to be 11 events with larger purses this year. A lot of 20 millions out there, and then the Players' Championship up to 25. Should we consider, Patrick, renaming this the Tournament of Champions now that a permanent qualification item is just finishing at the Tour Championship last year? Should we just call this the Century Maui Kickoff?
The tour, really good guys. But John Rahm said it today. He's like, yeah, I think we need to rename this tournament.
Oh, did he say that
in his presser? But at the same time, he's like, someone like Cam Young, the season he had and all the people who finished at the Tour Championship that 100% deserve to be here. But this day and age, I guess everyone gets a trophy. So yeah, they're allowed to be here, but I guess you do have to change the name at the same time.
What do you want to call it, Kyle?
Yeah, well, we should call more places by their location.
Thank you.
Kapalua, Phoenix. Like, I don't need like all the other stuff.
Not more places. All of the places should be called that. There should be no sponsors in the title of tournaments.
Yeah, well, that's, again, like you and I make decisions. I was tweeting today about some decisions that I would like to make that are not beneficial to the tour's bottom line, because you and I don't care about the tour's bottom line necessarily. And they do. And I do wonder, like, how do you get do you have to pay? Is it like an upsell to get your name in the tournament?
Well, it's either in the name of the tournament or it's presented by, right? And I think they should all be presented by. And I'll give you the perfect example, right? So we have the American Express. Horrible name, by the way, bad for SEO. Can't even search it on Google because it has to have, should have Classic or Championship or Open or something in it. Mm-hmm. You know, that was the Career Builder. That was the Humana. No one even knows what it is, but if you called it the Palm Beach Shootout or the whatever presented by American Express, you could build history and say, oh, remember when so-and-so won in Phoenix? Actually, Phoenix is a bad example because they have it. Remember when so-and-so won in Naples or whatever, not having to name these tournaments by their sponsor. It's insane.
Well, the ones that have it the best are like the RBC Heritage, because everybody says RBC Heritage. I don't say Century Tournament of Champions. I just call it the Tournament of Champions. But you've got three different, you've got the sponsor name, you've got the Tournament of Champions, which is not the location, and then you've got some like the Phoenix Open, which is the location. We need some sort of like unification. We need to get the UN on this or something.
Yeah, we need a proper naming structure. The other ones that always get me are, you know, the CJ Cup in X, Y, and Z. This time around, South Carolina. Or, oh my God, there's so many. There's so many tough ones. Arnold Palmer Invitational presented by MasterCard. I think that's what they should all kind of be. But Zurich Classic of New Orleans. I mean,
but these are tough. It should be Bay Hill presented by MasterCard.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah. The Bay Hill something.
I guess I'm okay with like the Palmer and if you want to call it the Memorial, like the Nicholas, like sort of like these legacy things, but I don't know. To me, the events that move around are the ones that need a name, like the US Open. We can't call it the Wingfoot because it only goes there once every 10 years. According to Greg, it's never going to go there again. So
Greg's had some hot takes recently and they're not, I don't think they're always shaping up in the proper direction for him. Let me run through a couple of news nuggets, gentlemen. Tom Kim has signed with Nike. Now, Patrick, we know that, I don't know, was it a decade ago? Was it that long ago? When did Nike get out of the equipment business?
Ooh.
Has it been that long?
I'd say over 9.5 years.
Okay.
No, so, has it?
Well, Koepka played with Nike clubs, did he?
I think it was more like 2016 or 17.
Correct. That's exactly when it was. August of 2016, it appears. Which made those guys free agents. But Tom Kim signs, and he is rocking the apparel now.
He looks good. I'm not going to lie. It was a nice little reel on his Instagram. He's rocking Tiger shoes. Nike might have kind of the anti-Rory situation where he has kind of a small head. Tom Kim might have a bit of a big head. The hat looked a little small on him, but that's what Kapalua is for these guys, right? To test out new equipment, new apparel. But he kind of grew up, glowed up a little bit, the month off. Like he kind of feels like a different guy almost.
I think it was Dan Rappaport who tweeted this, Kyle. He's got the Nike swag. He's got Joe Skovrin on the bag. He's got Cameron McCormick in the corner. This is like a full-fledged PGA Tour pro, not some 20-year-old kid out there knocking it around.
Well, I was thinking about it. It's got to be an amazing feeling to show up to Hawaii. You're 20 years old. He'll be 21, I think, in June or July, like halfway through the year. You've got a Nike contract. You've won two events on the PGA Tour. Your card's locked up. You're playing with Scheffler and Rahm and JT and Spieth in Hawaii. I mean, it's not what I was doing when I was 20, but it's got to be an incredible feeling to be Tom Kim heading into 2023.
The loss though, Patrick, the best hat in golf, the CJ hat, I guess will no longer be on the noggin of Tom Kim.
So that kind of leaves it to Sungjae. Does he still have the CJ?
Sungjae, I think Siwoo. And
Siwoo does, yeah.
Benny on.
Okay.
Siwoo sponsorships are CJ and the PGA Tour.
Would you rather be sponsored by the PGA Tour or Major League Baseball?
Would you rather be sponsored by the PGA Tour as a baseball player or be sponsored by Major League Baseball as a golfer?
I would rather be sponsored by Major League Baseball as a golfer. Although I don't know. Like,
I think I'd go the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like you could finagle your way onto some of the golf courses as a baseball player. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess I would just rather be a professional golfer than a professional baseball player. Does Cam Young get like World Series tickets? What is that deal?
No, we looked this up before. It's like season tickets or like as many tickets as he wants to whatever team he wants. So I don't know who he's
just one
of,
team.
I think. I thought when we looked this up, that's what it was.
I mean, the kid from the streets of Bronx, you got to imagine it's the Yankees, right?
I should have seen that coming.
Maybe they give them those, you know, those like gold tickets that they give like ex MLB players where they can just show up at the gate and like get a ticket no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they give them one of those.
That would be cool. The Tom Kim Nike thing, I think it a little bit plays into my theory that Nike, and I don't even know if this is like, I don't think this is a hot take, but Nike tries to get one golfer from each country. And they don't like, it's hard to name a country that has two Nike golfers, but a lot of them, like a ton of them, have one. like Alex Noren and obviously Rory. I'm trying to think of just off the top of my head. Peters, was he Nike? Is he Nike?
Yes.
So that's your Belgium, Tom Kim, South Korea. You just like, they just hit every country. And I think they try to build a business around or build a brand around those specific golfers, which I think is really interesting. Do they have any Spanish guys?
Not off the top of my head.
I don't think so.
According to Golf Week, golfers endorsed by Major League Baseball can get, quote, access to any MLB park, end quote.
That could mean anything. I might have to switch my answer just because the unknown there.
Yeah. Do you get a suite? Rent it out.
Can I sell the tickets?
Do you get to take BP?
Do you get to show up at the driving range on Thursday morning at Augusta National if your name is Scott Stallings? Any Scott Stallings?
Have you ever taken BP on a major league field, either of you guys?
I've played games on a major league field.
Did you say BP?
I don't remember if we took BP. I don't think so, actually. Now that you say it, I think we just went in and played.
I've done it like a minor league park, like semi-professional type of deal.
Why? Do you think, is it like a, you think that's, a, like, I think that's a good measuring stick. Is that what you're like sometimes you see Phil Mickelson or like Sidney Crosby or like these other athletes get in the cage, wooden bat, and some of them can stroke it.
They're raking it.
Yeah. I think if you, it is a good litmus test for like whether you're actually can hit it or not, right? Because you start just trying to pump stuff and it's like fly out to short right field. It's like, I don't think you have it.
It's crazy that the litmus test is like 55 mile an hour lob balls down the middle.
Well, no, I just mean for like, those are big boy parks, right? Yeah. Like it's like, you're not messing. It's different than the high school field that has 315 written on the left field corner, but it's actually like 290.
Right.
You know, it's a very different thing.
I do love that. We kind of missed the window on this a little bit. I think the Scott Stallings story has come and gone, Patrick, but a different Scott Stallings got his master's invite. Imagine being the real Scott Stallings, checking your mailbox every single day, not getting your invite. And then some guy slides into your DMs and says, hey, I've got it here. Again,
he had to think it was a joke or someone trolling him. And then
for sure
the response was, I'm being like 100% serious, by the way. And to the real Scott Stallings credit, I'm pretty sure he's taking him out to a practice round Wednesday at Augusta.
That's fair.
Yeah. So kudos to him. I don't think he'll be able to hit any shots, unfortunately, but I don't know if you guys did this, but I Googled my name to see if there's, you know, like any up and coming golfers named by Patrick McDonald coming up the pipeline or anything. I found nothing good. There's a Patrick McDonald who's a producer of The Real Housewives. That's okay. About it. But yeah, I mean, that guy kind of hit the lottery to get practice rounds tickets even that way.
There was a Kyle Porter that was a running back for Texas a couple of years ago.
That's pretty good.
Hook yeah. Em. Yeah.
There is a website. I think it's called How Many of Me, which tells you how many people share your name.
Interesting.
But now, well, maybe it doesn't exist anymore because now I can't get it to load. But I bet you there's a ton of Patrick McDonald's. I bet you there's a ton of Kyle Porter's as well.
Yeah, Rick, you definitely have the most unique name of the bunch.
There's at least two, myself and my dad.
Okay, that's pretty good. I just know Real Housewives. I think there's a comedian named Patrick McDonald. I don't know how funny he is. I always thought I was, you know, top. I guess I'm top two funniest Patrick McDonald's now. But yeah, that's all I know on my front. But we got Ireland. There's a lot of the world filled with Patrick McDonald's, I'm sure.
Gentlemen, we have a couple more things we need to do here. We've got to give our best bets. We've got to talk one and done. But first, we have to pay the bills, and we're going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
It's a really fine line creating workout clothes that are great in the gym and workout clothes that are also great to look at outside the gym. And Vuori has threaded that needle. They are designed to work out in, but they don't look like it. They don't feel like it. And it's incredibly comfortable stuff, whether you are running, training, swimming, doing yoga, running errands, lounging around the house. It really doesn't matter. These are versatile clothes. You'll find me often in the men's Sunday performance jogger because I like the jogger situation that goes on down at the bottom, but they're very comfortable. They've got a little bit of a shorter inseam, so they're not as bulky as other pants or other joggers that I have seen out there, and I've really enjoyed how they work both in and out of the gym. So now, here's what you can do for our listeners. First-time purchasers are getting 20% off. All you have to do is go to vuori.com/first. That's vuori.com/first. Again, not only will you receive 20% off your first order, but enjoy free shipping on any U.S. orders over $75. And here's my favorite part, free returns. Yeah, go check it out, vuori.com/first, and discover the versatility of Vuori clothing. Did you know more than 75% of Americans will experience foot pain in their lifetime, but only 10% will seek out a solution for that pain? Spoiler alert, your feet don't have to hurt, and I know foot biomechanics can be complex, but solving foot pain should be simple. It's a signature orthotic shape of the Superfeet insoles that give you the comfort and support where you need it the most. It redistributes and reduces stress and strain on your entire body. Think about those long walks on a golf course and how uncomfortable your feet can get. Well, they don't have to, and Superfeet has helped millions of people worldwide experience the life-changing magic of comfy, pain-free feet. When your feet feel good, so do you. It is one of the most important parts of your overall health and well-being. And for a limited time, Superfeet is having its biggest sale of the year. Go to superfeet.com to save 25% off site-wide and get free shipping. Hurry, sale pricing ends June 5th. And we're back. Let's talk a little bit of wagering. I've had a couple weeks off, Patrick. You ready to rock and roll here?
I got a New Year's resolution. I know we're not looking great. We're talking about it before, but I think we're going to bounce back in 23. We're going
to
do good.
I was trying to put a resolution out to wipe the stats and start fresh for 2023.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
That's unanimous. Let's do that, Producer Troy. So here's the way we do this. We go over to Caesars and we scour every square pixel of this thing. We pick a matchup, we pick a finishing position and two outrights. And then at the end, we follow it all up with a best bet, a money ball. So let's start in the matchup column. KP, the first wager of 2023 goes to you. Where are we headed?
Yeah, I'm going Colin Morikawa over Tony Finau, plus 100. Morikawa did not have a bad year last year, but everybody's treating him as if he did. And Finau played great in the fall, won Houston. But Morikawa plus money, he plays great on this course. I think he's got like a T7, T6 in two starts here. That stood out to me as I was looking over these matchups.
Yeah, the horrible year Colin Morikawa had was like amazing and was like third or fourth in strokes gained approach and all the fun stuff. Patrick, you have gone against someone with your namesake, a Fitzpatrick, and you have opted for Jordan Spieth here.
Yeah, I'm kind of fading Fitzpatrick here. I don't like the fit just because you got to imagine the winning score is going to get somewhere in the mid-20s. It's his first time out. Debutants haven't done all too well here. Spieth has the best scoring average at Kapalua, and he putts these greens well. So that's obviously the club that needs to cooperate if you're a Jordan Spieth fan. And at plus 105, I am betting that it will.
Jordan Spieth might be the guy I'm most just interested in watching, obviously, for all the great reactions and comments we're going to get. But I generally, every single tournament, have no idea how he's going to finish. If he finished 39th, I'd be like, yep. And if he won it, I'd be like, absolutely, for sure. Saw both of those coming.
I think he finished 39th out of 20th at the Hero.
Yeah. Same thing. It's crazy. Sometimes he just is lost.
I think roller coaster.
Much of the time he's lost. It's just a matter of whether he finds it. I think you're right. Like, he's really, really interesting this week for a couple of reasons. One, because I don't, in the same way that you don't know tournament to tournament what you're getting, I don't really know what to expect from him this year, right? Because he won last year, but he wasn't as good as the year before necessarily, when he kind of contended at I know he won the year before also, but contended at more majors in 2021 than he did 2022. But then I think also, like, this is a golf course that, I mean, he's talked about this in the past. It's a golf course that rewards athleticism. You got a lot of balls above your feet, got a lot of balls below your feet. And Spieth, I think when he gets out of his own, like, and he's talked about this also, if he gets out of his own head of hitting stock golf shots, it's beneficial to him, right? It's helpful when he's trying to be creative. He's trying to do crazy stuff. I think that actually helps him. And so I don't know that he's going to be awesome this week, but I'm more intrigued by him than maybe anybody in the field to see how he finishes.
Also, the place he won, if we would have ranked the best places for him, it would have probably, Harbortown probably would have been the bottom five places that we would have ranked for him, which is pretty crazy in its own right.
Well, yeah. And he shouldn't have won. I mean, he got gifted the tournament, basically.
Patrick Cantlay, you're talking about Cantlay, right? Dumping it into the bunker. Cantlay,
Shane Lowry,
chipping in the water.
Somebody else.
Seb,
Keegan,
HV3.
Cantlay gave one away in Vegas too, man. Tough scene. I went with Adam Scott over Billy Horschel, plus 100. Adam Scott's been, like, low key pretty good. And I think this is just a much better setup for him than it is for Billy Horschel. Finishing position, I'll just back it up here. I'm feeling the Sheamus.
Wow. Power.
Yeah. Top five, 7.5 to 1. If you like small sample sizes, I got a good one for you. Last 12 rounds for everybody in the field. It's not Rory. It's not Rom. It's not JT. Best strokes gained number, Sheamus Power. But I encourage you, don't go to 13 rounds or 14 rounds or 15, just 12, exactly 12 rounds is what we're looking for here.
I think listen, Sheamus Power is playing good golf, really good golf, probably the best golf of his career. I think it's a little bit of an Alex Noren situation from, like, 5 years ago. Remember when Alex Noren was, like, seventh in the world? And you're like, maybe. I don't know. That's a little bit what this feels like. I don't know that Sheamus Power is the, what's he ranked, 29, 33rd, something like that. I don't think he's the 29th best player in the world. But that doesn't mean he's not going to have a good week this week.
Yeah, how dare you besmirch our Bermuda championship, Victor. And then followed it up with two top five finishes. Both of you have opted for Justin Thomas here in the finishing position market. Patrick, you said top 10. Why?
Justin Ray put out a really good article on PGAtour.com today. And since 2015, JT's the only player to average at least one stroke gained on approach in each round. And since 19, he has 108 birdie or better. That's 14 more than anyone else. Minus 120 to beat 29 guys. I mean, I just got $50 for my grandma for Christmas, and I'm, you know, trying to double it pretty much almost there.
High rolling.
Minus 120. I felt like that was pretty short or too long.
KP, you said, I'll do you one better. It's not a top 10. It's a top five from Justin Thomas.
Yeah, four straight top fives from JT at this course. I think that he's a professional. And I think, technically all these guys are professionals. But what I mean by that is he's going to be ready for Thursday. I think some guys, you know, are kind of like just cruising into the new year. It's Hawaii. Like, that's not how JT views things. There's a reason he finishes in the top five at this golf course all the time. He won here 3 years ago, I think. And I liked this number better than the top. It seems like there's more value for the top five than minus 120 at the top 10.
Damn.
Seamus Power, top five. Justin Thomas, top 10. Justin Thomas, top five. The finishing position wagers on the board. Patrick, we'll go back to you here for a couple of outrights. You've got two guys at 1 and 11 to 1, 1 and 18.
Yeah, going back to the name theme, Patrick Cantlay, 11 to 1. I love him in a shootout. We just saw him at Shriners there. He was 24 under through 71 holes. Don't ask about the last one. He won at Caves Valley at 27 under. That was a really undulated course, really tough walk there. And he has 2 fourth-place finishes in his last 3 years here. So this tournament can turn into a putting contest of sorts, right? We saw Cam Smith and John Rahm really put the lights out of the ball. We've seen someone like Patrick Reed do the same here and win. So Cantlay is one of the best putters in the world. So I'll take him at 11 to 1. And then Sung J.M. at 18 to 1 is just – he's a player, I think, who's in store for a massive year. The last 2 years from 200-plus yards, he's best in proximity in this field. He's great on par fives, 2 top 10 finishes here. There's some correlation with Augusta. I'm not putting too much stock in it, but he's played pretty well there as well. So those are the two guys.
I'll jump in, Rick, and just give my outrights because I've got Sung J.M. also, and I paired him with Cam Young. So 18 and 20 – respectively. And I mean, what Patrick said is right. Like Sung Jae and Cam Young are probably, if you look at kind of expected wins from 2022, they're probably the guys they're among, I can't remember the exact numbers, but they're among the guys that had the highest expected wins that didn't win. And so what that tells me is they played the best golf in terms of like could have won this tournament out of anybody last year and that didn't win. And I don't know that doesn't mean that one of them is going to win this tournament, but I do think they are going to win. Each of them is going to win at least once this year. And I like them at those numbers because I think they're coming in pretty hungry after not getting a victory by the end of 2022.
Yeah, hold that thought on Cam Young for a bit. And then Patrick Cantlay gave us a couple years ago the greatest soundbite hot mic moment ever. That was at this event.
Pampered, you know what?
The old pampered bleeps. It's a family show. A
couple more holes for a Mai Tai.
That's right. These pampered
so
bleeps.
So good.
Scotty Scheffler, Victor Hovland for me. Scotty's just like going to gain a half a stroke putting and win. Like the next time Scotty Scheffler gains a half a stroke putting, he wins. Like I'm almost positive of that. And then
do you think he's hitting it that good?
I know he is. Yeah. I mean, he's a stroke per round worse with the putter from Jan 1 to Masters. And he's still got like 3 runner-up finishes. His tee to green stuff is just stupid.
Yeah, it's really good. Is this his first appearance here?
No, he finished like I think it was a top 5 last time.
Because they did the
they did top 30.
It was different.
Yeah, so the 20 it would have been 2021. I guess, right?
Gotcha. Okay.
And then Victor, who, when you get to be aggressive with your irons and you get massive greens and you can use putter most places, like that's the spot. He's coming off the win at the Hero. Loves these coastal resort courses, like 20 to 1. Yes, yes, yes. Let's go.
He's played well here before.
Scotty, Victor, Patrick, Sung Jae, Cam Young, the 6 outrights, which, gentlemen, transitions us to our money ball. That is where we get to pick any single thing that we want. No restrictions, except that you have to use it all, Kyle. You can't split it up, which you've been pretty good at. You've been on your best behavior recently.
Yeah, in my betting performance proves I have the betting performance to prove it. my money ball was Justin Thomas over Xander. Justin Thomas plus money in this event against anybody in the world. I'm taking Justin Thomas. And
it's pretty good.
I mean, listen, like Xander is maybe underrated, like just across golf. Maybe it's because he hadn't won a major. Or I don't know what the deal is there, but JT plus money over Xander is an easy bet for me.
Patrick, you continue your 2022 trend into 2023, in which you back it up. You take something you did in the top half of the betting board or the top half of the show, and you put another 50 on it. What is it?
Yeah, so I did this once in 2022, and I think it was the only Moneyball bet I hit all year. So I'm going to try it out in 23. And so I'm going back to Spieth plus 105 over Fitzpatrick. I just don't think Fitz can keep up with these guys over the course of 4 days, making all these birdies, trying to get to mid 20 under. So give me Spieth at plus money once again.
And then I'll go with a top 20 in a 39-man field. So they got to finish in the top half. And I think that's Tom Hoagie. Plus 110 to beat half the field. Gain strokes on the field. Tom Hoagie throws darts.
The Iron Man.
Birdies. The Iron Man. the wedge. The wedginator.
That's not good.
The wedge salad. We'll have to workshop
that. The wedge salad. Yeah. We'll have to work. The dartist.
That's a good one.
Thank you.
Very good.
Okay, I've redeemed myself.
It's because we got darts coming in all over our Twitter feeds today. I don't understand that sport. Talk about a normal sport.
They have thousands. No one can. I guess they're all just looking at monitors. They have thousands of people watching them throw darts.
And they just get bombed.
It's got to be like the screen at AT&T, right? Where you're not even watching the game. You're just watching the screen,
right? Yeah.
And it's nuts.
I loved it.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was watching, but people should, if you haven't seen the responses to, I asked for a golf equivalent. There's some incredible, incredible responses to the golf equivalent for whatever happened in darts today.
At Kyle Porter CBS is where you can find that tweet thread and replies. Okay, gentlemen, that leaves us. Just one final thing to do. It's kind of a biggie, you know, getting out of the gate with the one and done selections. We're going to bring in Kyle M on the other side. I mean, this is a special one. So we're going to take a breather. We're going to hear a word from our partners and we'll see you on the other side.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
And we're back. Okay, so we've been setting the stage for this. Yes, the fans are in the one and done. So someone asked that earlier. I've got the results. I've compiled them. I've sent out the form. The votes are in. I've got that result. We've got all of our picks in. We are, Patrick, clean slate, $0. So everyone is right here. Every golfer available to them. No money earned just yet. This is an exciting time.
I'm pumped and we're guaranteed money. So I'm usually pretty bad at these one and dones, but I know I'm getting on the board this week. We're going to get off to a nice start. Looking forward to it.
Okay. We're going to bring in our second Kyle to the show. This is Kyle M. We're going to add him in right now. Producer Troy. Thank you very much.
Oh, wow.
There he is. Kyle donated to St. Jude and earned his spot into this one and done. Kyle, welcome. Thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you guys. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Good, good, good. Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. It was a good idea to put that in there. So
yeah, well, we're excited. And I think when we first threw that out there, we didn't really know where it was going to go or if anyone cared about joining the one and done. So was there some motivation? Was it having to come in here and whip up on KP that really made you want to be a part of this?
It was mostly, I got a whip up on Mark. I got a bone to pick with him from last year.
I love that. Why Mark? What's the fantastic bone to pick that he's the champ? Well,
so I run a one and done pool for my friends and I. We got like 30 people in it. And Mark is the reason I didn't win. My girlfriend joined the pool. She doesn't know much about golf. but she watches this show a decent amount with me. She doesn't always listen, but the one thing she kept in her mind was Mark says save Rory for Eastlake. So we get to Eastlake. I was up by like $1 million. She had Rory left. I ended up with Cam Young. She takes it all from me, and it's all Mark's fault.
That's tough.
Yeah.
That is so good. Yeah, Mark always gives us the old Rory can roll out of bed at Eastlake and shoot a 66 or whatever he always says, which is seemingly very, very true. Okay, well,
did Mark get his pick in this week?
Yeah, we have Mark's pick. Yeah. So okay. So here we can reveal these. So I can tell you, there's a lot of similar names here, and we've got.
We don't have Kyle M's pick.
Yeah, he's going to give it to us live on the show.
Well, he's looking at all of ours.
He's no, got it.
It's none of them. It's none
honor
of them.
System. It's yeah. I trust okay. Kyle okay. M. I know we just met.
It's come a on. Gentleman's game. So Mark,
Kyle M. Looks like he looks like he throws about 96 as a middle reliever for the Royals with that mustache. Do you throw 96, Kyle?
No, actually, baseball's not my sport. I was golf, hockey, lacrosse growing up.
Okay. Okay. Well, you've got a great like middle reliever look.
Could be like an enforcer in hockey.
That, yeah, that's kind of what I was. Not a lot of skill, but bigger than most guys.
All right. So Mark, our defending champion, has opted for Xander Schauffele along with Greg and Sia Najat. So three in the favor of the X-Man. Now, Patrick, last year we learned that whoever Sia picks is generally the Sia mush. So we have all avoided Xander here.
That's huge. Yeah. And I went with kind of the exact same guy as Xander and his best buddy, Patrick Cantlay. So hopefully Xander tumbles and Cantlay rises to the top.
You are the lone wolf there. So Patrick, going with another Patrick, that is Cantlay. The fans have opted for Justin Thomas. They are the only one with Justin Thomas, assuming Kyle M. doesn't choose them. I've gone with Cam Young because I was a little nervous to burn like a super elite. But KP, you said, screw it. Give me John Rahm.
Yeah, I struggled with this because this is obviously the worst of the 17 events in terms of purse, right? It's the only one that's, I think it's the only one that's 15 million. Everything else is 20 or 25. Although the majors are going to be, this is so weird because you're almost going to be, you're going to want guys at the Phoenix Open and Travelers more than you want them at the majors, right?
Yeah. And you're also like, you could just use Cam Smith at the Masters.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I thought about that. Dustin Johnson, you get the live guys back in. So it's a really weird thing. I trust Rahm. He almost won it last year. I think he's going to have a monster year. I always think that because he almost always does. And I'm just going to try to get out in front, which is somewhere that I never was last year.
Mark, Greg, and Sia have Xander. The fans have Justin Thomas. Patrick has Patrick. That's Cantlay. I've gone with Cam Young. Kyle has gone with John Rahm. So Kyle M., it is about that time for you to let us know who you've selected for the Century Tournament of Champions with your one-and-done pick.
I got Victor Hovland.
Wow. Ooh. Victor to go back to back. What was it about Victor that made him your pick for this week?
Well, I kind of said it already, but tropical golf. He loves it. He's putting as well as we've ever seen him. Big green. So hopefully he doesn't have to chip all that much, and driving and ball striking. One of the best. So
the thing that he, so I think KP, you mentioned this earlier. It's like some of these guys are here for a little reward. Some of these guys are here for a little vacation with the family. I can tell you who's there to add another animal trophy to the mantle, which is a whale. Victor Hovland's here to win.
Yeah, the animal king. What'd you call him? The
Dr. Doolittle.
Dr. Doolittle. Was that you, Patrick?
Yeah.
That was phenomenal. That's so good. I want to pull up this comment from producer Troy. Pull up this comment from JetBlue at 4:45. I think it's bad to burn a top guy in an elite field. I mean, listen, yes, it is. But the problem is there's not going to, like, the top guys aren't going to play in anything but elite fields this year. You're not going to be able to pick off like Spieth at the Nelson. Actually, you might be able to do that. But there's just going to be very few chances to grab guys that are top players in fields that are not elite fields. You could argue this is not an elite field because it's so many fewer guys, right? Like not all elite fields are created equal. And I think this one is going to be one of the worst that John Rahm plays in or any of these guys play in, just based on the field size. So that was kind of my thinking there.
Yeah. 39 golfers. I think he was also chastising the fans who, picked JT. I think he wanted to go in a different direction there.
Same thing though.
Same story. Kyle M, before we let you out of here, is there anything that you'd like to plug? Anything that you'd like to say to the people? This is your opportunity. You've earned it, my friend.
Say, Patrick, congrats on the trivia win. Loved watching that.
Thank you.
Kyle, love the book. I've read the first one. Haven't read the second one yet, but I'm going to. I appreciate the opportunity, and yeah, look forward to a fun year.
That's awesome. Sorry.
Kyle, have you bought it yet?
I haven't bought two yet.
Send me your email and I'll send it to you.
Science of golf also because of this, but yeah, I will get it. I promise.
Send me your email or Rick, you send him or you send me his email and I'll get you the book.
Appreciate that.
Really. Yeah, for sure.
We'll get you all hooked up. Seriously, we joke a lot, Kyle, but it's cool to have you in this. So every week we're going to reach out to you. You and I will be in contact all the time. You're a part of this. We'll be keeping track of your money all year long. And seriously, you know, when you start looking at places that you can donate money, St. Jude is one of the best places that you can do it. So we joke a lot, but really, really thankful for you hopping in here and being a part of this.
Yeah, appreciate you guys. Love the show. Thank you.
All right. Take care, buddy.
Thanks, Kyle.
All right, boys. Well, there we go. We've got our first selections in the book. This is what hope feels like, right? Clean slate. Everybody to use. The tournament hasn't started yet. This is what hope feels like.
It's dangerous. It could be very fleeting for me. I'm not very optimistic already.
Are we going to have Kyle in? Is Kyle M going to be like a recurring guest?
I mean, I don't know. Maybe he kind of killed it. Like, I don't know what his schedule looks like to hop on for 5 or 10 minutes every single week, but I don't know.
We hadn't gotten that far. Proposal. I think we should bring him on for the commenters love him, but I think we should bring him on for the elevated stuff. So like he doesn't need to be on every, like he doesn't, we don't have to put him through the, like for Pebble and you know, all that. But if he wants to come on for Phoenix and then Riviera, like that'd be great.
Like we're putting him to work now. We'll see you every Tuesday at 5:30.
Come up with something to talk about, Kyle, about
clear your schedule. Also, if you have any storylines or best bets or also
exactly.
if you could whip up 500 words on Rory, that'd be great.
It's fantastic.
Awesome. So good. All right. Well, this thing's going to start a little bit later. This is primetime golf. They're in Hawaii. They're currently 2 hours behind the West Coast. So that you East Coasters, that's 5 hours. So relax, take your time. You're going to have a little bit of time on Thursday morning. Gentlemen, any final thoughts before we get out of here? First mega preview pod of the year in the books.
I don't think we mentioned it, but Scotty Scheffler, I think it's solo third or better to get back to world number one.
That's right.
Yeah. You have any college basketball plays tonight, Patrick?
Oh, crap. I got one. Pitt +6.5 at home against Wahoo Wah University of Virginia.
Sure.
Might be a little biased. Just saying.
I'll just take the other side of that.
We're only 1-2. We're only 1-2.
Wow, what a comment coming from Sia of all people.
That is huge coming from
Sia. Is literally the most tanned and most manicured person I know is complimenting Patrick on being tan and manicured.
My confidence is through the roof. This is a dangerous game, boys.
My last thing, you mentioned optimism and hope earlier. The beginning of the year, I think there's always optimism and hope just generally for life, but also within golf. And I think it's even elevated, no pun intended, this year for me within PGA Tour, just because of the way the schedule is going to play out. I'm really, really excited about it. It's not going to be perfect. I might regret saying that 3 months from now, but I'm pumped about having 17 events where almost all the top players are going to play in them, because that's going to be very I think different than what we've experienced over the last 10 years or so.
Yeah, we haven't seen it before. So we'll see how it works. I'm excited.
Yeah.
All right. Yep. Producer Troy, all the hard work behind the scenes. Patrick McDonald, available on Twitter at amateur status. KP at Kyle Porter CBS. And you can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been the First Cut. Oh, sorry. I almost dropped the hammer. Round by round recaps. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. We'll see you after the final putt drops each and every night this week and for the next 9 months. This has been the First Cut. Goodbye.
Sonic the Hedgehog, a new hero arrives.
I am ready.
Is there anyone stronger?
No.
Tougher?
No.
Funnier?
I do not make jokes. I make warriors.
Knuckles, now streaming only on Paramount+.
Yes!